Tori Martin, Director of Communications and Engagement at the Johnson Center. Thanks for being here. You were on this morning.
I was. I feel like I've got a whole new blossoming radio career as of today.
Yep. Hey, it's all about getting the breaks and speaking into the microphone.
So
glad
it
that
is.
You're here. So Heather Duffy, hang with us as we continue to interview our
Thank
experts.
Thank you. Thrilled to be right. here. Yeah. I love the Johnson Center.
Yeah.
So I'm a fan of this show, of the Johnson Center, of our supporters. I'm ready to hang.
Yeah. Great. Well, let's do a formal introduction, our nonprofit navigation segment with those on behalf of the Johnson Center for Philanthropy. Tori Martin, thank you for being here. Matthew Downey, Director of Nonprofit Services at the Johnson Center. Always a pleasure, Matthew.
Yes, I think there's a pair of socks with my name on it. Yeah.
Well, have you made your pledge of support?
I
Let's
did.
Just go.
I did, yes.
Where's that bell?
Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you for that, Matthew. Can't say thank you enough. WGBO and the Johnson Center are collaborating on a new podcast, Field Notes in Philanthropy, that will explore the intersections of philanthropy, politics, policy, and civic life. First two episodes dropped yesterday, Tori.
Yes, they did. We are so excited. We've got two ready to go that you can listen to right now by going to WGVUnews.org and looking under Programs, Field Notes in Philanthropy, or you can get them on iTunes. Again, look for Field Notes in Philanthropy and you'll be right there.
How did this opportunity come to be, Matthew or Tori?
Yeah, it's been a long time in the making. We've had I was thinking about it yesterday because the episodes dropped, that really it was in 2016 that we had the first idea. And it came about during the presidential campaign and reporters reporting on the Trump Foundation and the Clinton Foundation and feeling that reporters were struggling to kind of understand the world of nonprofits and philanthropy to be able to accurately report on those stories. And so it got me thinking and then talking with others at the Johnson Center saying, you know, we should have a podcast that sort of helps to dive into some of these current event issues as they relate to philanthropy. And so here we are. WGVU has been a fantastic partner.
Thank you for that. Give me a podcast description, if you would.
Well, essentially, it is myself, Matthew Downey, and Patrick Center from right here at WGVU hosting conversations with one or two interviewees every week, or every month, rather. We had two great people starting off in our first pilot. We had Dr. Mark Hardy from the University of Notre Dame and Ruth McCambridge, who is editor-in-chief of Nonprofit Quarterly, having a conversation with us about the evolution of philanthropy literally from Zeus all the way to today. So we kind of went in some exciting directions. And then our second episode, we had a great conversation about the role foundations play in policymaking, which isn't something we always talk about. So we're kind of picking out things that are going on in the world, conversation topics that are buzzing in our ears and trying to pull them out a little bit.
I'm going to kind of have fun with digging into even more what philanthropy is all about. When you say philanthropy, you are including what? The entire ecosystem of nonprofit workers, organizations, and more?
Yeah, that's a little progressive on the part of the Johnson Center to really be defining philanthropy in this broader context. I think people generally think about the, you know, giving away of money. Some people recognize that it includes volunteerism as well. Mm-hmm. But then at the Johnson Center, we're really looking at the whole nonprofit sector, because even if there's a nonprofit that doesn't access philanthropy in terms of revenue, it still has a volunteer board of directors. It's still very much playing in the philanthropy space. So we define it broadly.
How many, if 10 American workers are standing in a line, how many are employed by the nonprofit sector?
At least one. It is just over 1 in 10 Americans employed by the nonprofit sector. So that's nonprofit education, nonprofit healthcare, and the many, many organizations and communities across the country that support environmental health, animal welfare, religious, faith-based institutions. It is a huge part of the U.S. economy and a huge part of what shapes our daily lives.
It's a $1.6 trillion industry. That's enormous.
Yeah.
Puts the dollar sign and elevates that impact. Again, you say you will still struggle to talk about the impact of philanthropy, but we are living it every day.
We really are. I mean, it's especially this second episode we just did on foundations and policymaking. You know, there was an event in Washington just this week, Foundations on the Hill, which kind of prompted this conversation. And it was about an opportunity for philanthropic leaders to meet with legislators and lawmakers to talk about things that help the sector as a whole. But there's really so much work going on from community foundations, corporate foundations, private foundations, to affect policymaking across the country. country. So, you know, that could have an impact on our foreign aid and how we support global health efforts around the world. It can have an impact on things like the Johnson Amendment, which we've heard a lot about recently, which generally keeps nonprofits from supporting or opposing specific political candidates. But there are lots of ways that, you know, foundations can move the needle on policy, and we wanted to kind of bring that out. I mean, it's happening in our lives all the time.
And back to episode one that explores, you mentioned, from Zeus to current, the history of our concept of philanthropy. I mean, how long have we been giving? Is there any, have there been any unique ways that we've been giving?
Well, you know, to be philanthropic is to be human. So it's really, it's innate. In fact, not long ago, we had a few years ago, there was this big sort of realization and from research that the brain science is that we're wired naturally to be generous and to be helpful to each other. Mm-hmm. In fact, every time we do an act of kindness and generosity, we get a shot of dopamine, the neurotransmitter that gives pleasure in our brains every time we do something nice. In fundraising, we always call that the warm glow, but now we actually know scientifically that that literally is
the
something
dopamine
that happens.
Glow.
Yes, which, you know, that makes giving a habit. Yes. And it feels good, and then that makes it a habit. And those are things we've long known about fundraising.
So episode one, episode two are ready. Where exactly am I going to listen?
You can go straight to WGVUnews.org. Look under programs. It's at the bottom of that drop-down list, Field Notes in Philanthropy. You can get it on your iPhone or however you generally listen to podcasts through your phone by going to iTunes and looking at Field Notes in Philanthropy. They're right there. And please do subscribe. That'll help get our name in front of more people.
And like it.
And like it. That's the world.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, count those likes. So how will you determine who your next guest, what's your next topic, how programmed are you at this point?
Well, so part of the nature of the podcast is to be rolling along with current events. So we're going to be looking at what's going on in policy world and, you know, just sort of other current events and be able to identify topics. You know, some of the things that we've kicked around, ideas in the coming weeks are doing an episode, probably our next episode is going to be on the media and how the media covers philanthropy. And we've also discussed when hurricane season comes around, disaster philanthropy and the role that philanthropy plays there, as well as faith-based philanthropy in that context. Tax reform and the impact on the charitable tax deduction is another issue. Mm-hmm. The Johnson Amendment, as Tori mentioned, is another really critical issue that might be coming up here rather quickly on a vote in the Congress. So these kinds of issues, that's what we're likely to be talking about.
Yeah, we're going to ask Dorothy Johnson to be on the podcast.
We would love to have Dottie on with us.
Just,
if we could get her back from world travels, I'm sure we'd have her on.
About. What else is happening at the Johnson Center over the next 30 days, Tori?
Oh my gosh, so many things. We have a number of offerings for grant maker education coming up. We've got a proposal analysis and grant making class coming up in the middle of April. There are lots of spots open for that 2-day course. We are putting together a lot of new things for our summer lineup, actually, all of which are available at johnsoncenter.org under workshops and webinars. Got a cool webinar coming up actually just next week on family philanthropy and how you can kind of balance legacy and impact with multi-generational giving. So lots going on.
Yep. And the best way to find all that is through that website, right?
JohnsonCenter.org.
Anything else you'd like to share?
Just that we're really happy to be here and supporting local radio. And don't forget to go to WGVUnews.org and make your commitment this week.
Great. Thank you all. Matthew Downey, Director of Nonprofit Services at the Johnson Center. Tori Martin, Director of Communications and Engagement at the Johnson Center. Good job to you on Field Notes in Philanthropy. We'll be listening, and we'll see you back here next month.
Thanks, Shelley.